Welcome to the Bridegroom Speaks podcast from Hope's Garden. We are so excited for season 3, the year of the bridegroom. We pray that these episodes will prepare your heart for his coming.
I'm going to go back 5 years. I'm going to start there. I'm going to go back 5 years ago. It was actually probably right around this day. It was right at the beginning of January, snowy and cold like it is here today. I was trying to get dressed to go to morning mass, which I'd been doing every morning. And that morning, I kind of, you kind of think, okay, well, it's cold and snowy, I should wear this. And you kind of, as you're showering, thinking about what you're going to put on after your shower, right? So I kind of had in my mind what I should put on. And I was like, no, I'm not wearing that. It's winter. I'm not, you know, it was like this pink dress. And I was like, no, I'm not wearing that. It's winter. Why would I even think that? So then I go in my closet and I start trying to get dressed. And it was the weirdest experience I've ever had, because everything that I put on, even clothes I had just worn a day or two before, everything was either too tight, too itchy. Everything felt awful. And I was like, oh, I can't, what is wrong? I can't wear that. And I'm putting clothes on and throwing them off. And my closet's a mess full of clothes thrown everywhere. And then I realized, oh my gosh, it's you. You're telling me what to wear. Cause I kept seeing that same pink outfit. And I was like, okay, fine. So I put that on, and it felt like my skin. I was like, oh, okay, this is what I'm supposed to wear. But in my head, I'm going, this is crazy. It's wintertime. I can't wear this. But it was the only thing in my closet that felt right. So I leave and I go to mass. And afterwards, it was probably at mass when I was praying and I was talking to him about like, what is going on? Why would you even care what I wear? You know? And I heard him very clearly say to me something that I say in the bride's groups, but I've never talked about where it came from, that in the heart of the bride, it is an eternal springtime. And he said to me that what is happening in your heart, I need them to see it so they will know that I am real and this is what I do. And he said, so I want you to go out into the world as my springtime. And he told me to only wear pink. Pink and white were to be my colors. And I was like, really? That's crazy. I must be going crazy. But you know, I took it to Mother Gabriella and to Father Michael. And of course he gave me all the verses from the Song of Songs and all the verses about how the bridegroom makes all things new. And if you had seen my closet before my divorce, and then after Jesus came and healed me of my pelvic floor dysfunction and my PTSD, it's like literally night and day. All I used to wear, I mean, part of it was because I had 9 children, so I wasn't going to wear a lot of white and pink when I was homeschooling 9 children, right? So I wore mostly black. And my therapist was always telling me, why don't you wear, you could wear a dark colored shirt, like get some color in your life. It'll boost your mood. And I just couldn't. And she was always telling me to lift my head up because I would walk around like this. Like I just didn't want to be seen. And I was terrified everywhere I went all the time. I was scared. So I walked around hunched over. She'd pull my shoulders back and tell me to look the world in the eye and smile, that just smiling would increase the positive hormones and help my depression. Right. And I just couldn't. I was so oppressed. I was so oppressed. It's the bride of the song, right? I am black, but lovely daughters of Jerusalem, that the blackness in her soul, in her spirit shows on her complexion and everything, my wardrobe, my complexion, my posture in the world, everything showed that I was oppressed, that I was depressed. And after he came and healed me, I started adding color to my, like, I didn't even want to wear black anymore. I felt so alive for the first time in my life. And so joyful. And I saw the world. So I saw color everywhere. I saw the world differently. I saw light everywhere. And so I didn't want black in my house anymore. I didn't want black in my closet or on my body. And so I was wearing all these colors. So my closet now was full of turquoise and purple and pink, because it's always been my favorite color. And he was like, nope, only pink. Every morning, only pink. Nope, don't wear that turquoise shirt anymore. Only pink. And it was just like a week after this incident in my closet and hearing him tell me that, that I was going out to the first Restore retreat. And I'm trying to pack my suitcase to go. And he's reminding me, only pink. And he had also just recently started telling me to veil. So here I am going to this retreat. And he's like, you're going to veil and you're only going to wear pink and white. I'm like, it's January. Like, I'm going to look ridiculous. Everybody else is going to be in dark clothes. But I did it. I did it. And I'm in my pink shirt with a white cardigan. And it was Karen Baglieri and Jen Ricard and Julianne Kaczynski were driving me out to the retreat. And they walk in to help me get all the stuff because I had all the supplies for our craft and everything. So they came in to help me get all the boxes and everything out into the car. And they're standing in my foyer. And I walk out of my bedroom in my pink and white, and they are literally all in black. And Julianne goes, oh my gosh, we look like winter and you look like spring. And I was like, okay, I hear you. I get it. And that was the beginning all the way to Pennsylvania. I'm supposed to be working on my talks. And all I kept thinking was, I'm going to look stupid. This better be really be you. You better not be setting me up. Like, this really better be you telling me to do this. And the first person who greeted me when I got there said, oh my gosh, you actually look like hope. And I knew that was it. That was him. This was him. I can trust him. He's not going to lead me astray. And this is what he wants, because he needs the world to know that no matter if it's the coldest, darkest winter out in the world around us or interiorly, that if we let him in, if we allow the bridegroom to love us into full bloom, we will have an eternal springtime within us. And then we can bring that eternal springtime. And what is springtime all about? Hope. Hope. It's the hope that after the death of winter, there is new life. There is new life. That even though the seeds are buried in the cold, hard ground, what's the first things that start blooming? The crocuses, the tulips, the bulbs that we plant in the fall that must spend the winter to our sight dead, invisible, underground, in the hard, cold ground, right? But they bloom. They come forth in the springtime to remind us that with Jesus, even that which appears to be dead is not, that there is life, that there is always new life with him. And so this is what he asks of us. You know, he told us the kingdom is within. All through Advent, we listened to the prophets talking about what it was going to be like in the days of the Messiah, the eternal springtime, the peace, the lion laying down with the lamb, all hearts knowing the love of the Lord. And Jeremiah, you're not going to need to teach one another anymore because everyone will know me. My law is written in your hearts. So this kingdom within is ours now if we choose. If we choose. We don't have to wait for heaven. We can have a foretaste of it here and now. And those of us who do, then our responsibility is to share the beauty of his kingdom with others. To me, that's the new evangelization. Fall in love with the bridegroom so you can't help but shine his light into the world. You can't help but speak of him and tell the world what he's done for you and the new life that you have found in him, and how every day is springtime. Every day is filled with hope and joy because I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine because I know him now. I know his love. I know his truth. I know that he doesn't forget a single one of his promises, and in his time, he fulfills them all. And so I can be at peace. I have no reason to fear. The storms of this life, they can't shake me anymore because his strength is mine. As we grow in union with him, not only is all of his love and goodness ours, but all of his strength, all of his power, all that he is, all that he has, he gives to his bride. And so we can walk through the world, not with self-confidence, but with this amazing confidence in my union with him. That because I am one with the creator of the universe, I have nothing to fear. All is well. All is well. And the world needs to see this. not just read it in a book or hear it on YouTube. They need the witness of people who are actually living this, who know the bridegroom and walk through the world with their heads held high, knowing that they are queens because they are brides of the king. And this is possible. This is the invitation to everyone. They need the eternal springtime. They need the hope of new life after the cold, dark death of winter. And so that's why he told me to wear pink. And that is how we can go into this year of the bridegroom in our own personal lives, in our own hearts. How in this year of the bridegroom are you going to allow him to truly become king of the kingdom of your heart? How is he calling you to show the world that within you there is an eternal springtime, that hope is alive because the bridegroom is supremely existent and not a myth, and he dwells within you?
Thank you for listening. Come and encounter the love of Christ the bridegroom and learn more about God's divine love song, the Song of Songs, at our website, hopesgarden.com.